Hello and welcome everyone to the Great Womb Awakening, where women across the globe are waking up to the undeniable truth that the female body is the most important shamanic tool on the planet. And every woman can utilize the energies of change and expansion present at this time to ground a new vision that can serve the next seven generations and beyond. Women can harness this unprecedented power that lies within their female bodies and unleash that power to create global change at a level never before seen on this planet. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Phoenix Ngig. Phoenix began offering channeled guidance sessions from her home in England in 2011. And now in 2020, she's working globally and is passionate about supporting others to connect to their own embodied wisdom and visionary guidance in these unprecedented times on this planet. Phoenix Heroine's pathway and priestess pathways are now in their third consecutive year. She's the co-author of The New Feminine Evolutionary with author Amelia Firebrand. Phoenix has been working with the Sacred Feminine for groups, individuals, retreats, and workshops locally and worldwide for almost a decade. It is her calling, her life's passion, and she loves nothing more than supporting you in every way she can to evolve into your unique feminine embodiment. And today, Phoenix is with us to talk to us about connecting to your own divine feminine channel. So Phoenix, it's so good to have you today. I'm so
happy. Thank you for that really yummy introduction. I feel so honored to be here with you all and your community. Thank you.
So what is the divine feminine? Can you define that for us?
Thank you. For me, the divine feminine, I see us all as sort of part masculine, part feminine in our embodiment, in our conscious awareness. And for me, our masculine is what we've been running from in our society for a very long time. So it's our external, active, action-based, orientation-based, hierarchical, often driver. And our feminine is our internal world, our feeling, our heart, our intuition, our soul, our guidance. So I like to think of them as solar and lunar. So yin yang, day night, black white, really simple. And the divine feminine is essentially when we are able to balance our masculine with our feminine and listen to the guidance of the heart, of our bodies, and connect with a deeper intelligence, a field of intelligence that is Gaia, it is Earth, it is cosmos, it is stars, it's something more than us. Mm-hmm. And when we balance that with our overly masculine selves, we find a kind of union, kind of relationship with ourselves that's much healthier. And with the natural world.
Great. So what was your path to discovering her? How did she wake up for you?
That is a good question. So I know at a very early age, about 7 years old, I could see the magical realm in the world, in the garden. I could see the other world. But it was something I kept compartmentalizing and shutting down. Mm-hmm. So it was there. And I was always a very wild, spirited child, I would say. And for me, that's her. That's that element. Mm-hmm. But in our culture, I massively took the rebellious path, I suppose, instead of a healthy, wild, feminine approach to life. Mm-hmm. And went down some really icky tracks, you know, with partying and alcohol and drugs and the usual. And I came to be sort of 21 years old and found out that I had, I don't know how to describe it, I had to have an ovary removed in my womb space. I had to have surgery. Mm-hmm. And that led to me realizing I had a lot of trauma in my body. Mm-hmm. I then experienced some other traumas in my life, and the path found me, I think. She found me, mm-hmm. where I either had a choice. I could either become what my experiences had made of me, or I could turn those traumas into treasure, which is what I did. Yes. I started really journeying deeply into who I was and the patterns I had created in my life, and really owning them and looking at them. Mm-hmm. And these awakenings began happening in my heart, mm-hmm. my sensuality, my sexuality. And that gift that I had as a really young child, the more I danced into my body, the more I attended to my inner temple and created actual temple space, mm-hmm. With many, many people, that gift started to come through really clear as a voice, a channel of the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. Yes, does that answer your question?
Yes, it did. That's beautiful. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hear this from a lot of women, stories similar to yours. And it seems like such a travesty to me that we didn't know. We don't know about her. Why don't we know about her in this culture? It seems like it would have been so much easier. Our lives could have been so much easier if we had known.
If we had known, that's it. I think once I got to healing my womb cycle and realizing there was this absolute magic where the more I connected with my womb, I realized there were these four phases and the cycle and this goddess spiral inside me, and that the more I worked with that, I connected with the moon, mm-hmm. and that was just natural in tribes and temples and communities, you know, across the planet for hundreds of thousands of years. Mm-hmm. It really started to get to me, like, well, why don't I know this? Why is my own body such a mystery to me? Mm-hmm. Why is it so unusual to be a channel for divine feminine? You know, surely that should be all of us.
Right.
Why is it odd? It's not. Mm-hmm. It's just natural. It's just the voice of our hearts, the voice of our flow, the voice of Gaia. Mm-hmm. So that's my dog barking at postman or something. And for a while I was sort of going down the feminist path, thinking, oh, you know, it's patriarchy and men have been in charge and all of that. And yeah, it's true. It's, you know, obviously there's been devastation on the planet because of it. But then I just started seeing, but we've all been disempowered. We've all been unconscious humans, mm-hmm. the men, the women, all the genders, any sexuality, all the children, like we've all been put into these structures that haven't served us for a long time, and we're now finding conscious awareness. Mm-hmm. So I sort of left the patriarchal idea in feminist theology, mm-hmm. and I started coming into feminine embodiment. Okay, well, what would it be if I, you know, release my rage about those stories and what's happened to us and what's happening on the planet? Mm-hmm. Started to open my heart and my consciousness to the embodiment and the power of this body and presence and spirit. Mm-hmm. I think I've gone off on a tangent because the dog was barking.
That's exactly what we want.
That's exactly what we want. We want the tangent. But I have done a little research in my academic research where I just got so passionate. Like, where are these cultures that knew about the cycle? Yes. And the power? And yeah, they are matriarchal. They are a long time ago. We're hunter-gatherers, really, because anything in the last 10,000 years, even if you're Native American, it's still patriarchal, really.
Right.
You know, they're very, very old, these cultures that were really connected and drawing cave art about the sacred phallus and the sacred yoni, and you know, it's very old. Mm-hmm. Yes, so does that answer the question?
Yeah.
Where did she go? We don't know. Humanity became extremely unconscious for a growth phase, I would say.
Right, for sure. But now we're waking up. So, so maybe we should allow you some time and space to drop in and let her speak to us while we're here on the call. What does that sound like to you?
That sounds really lovely. Do you want to pause the recorder moment while I drop in? It takes a few minutes.
Yeah, hang on just one second here. All right, Phoenix. So the first thing I want to ask you is not necessarily personal. It's more for the group. And then I'll ask some personal questions. But everyday woman who, you know, she's got kids, she's got a job, she's got all of these things on her plate. How can she connect with her own feminine source? How can she find the time to do that?
Thank you for this question. The remembrance begins for the woman that you speak of, as she realizes the invisible bars that surround her body, the invisible bars that somehow keep her caged, subtly caged or restrained. And these invisible bars also keep what she yearns for out. And these invisible bars, she is able to reach through in moments. She has these moments of freedom inside her heart, but soon she pulls back into the cell, into the cage. So the first thing is to acknowledge the invisible bars. The second is to take off any masks. Sit before a mirror and be naked with herself. Take off the masks of parent, worker, wife. Whatever roles arise, and allow any strife and stress and strain and release it to the ground and let her body breathe again. Let her look in that mirror and touch the pain. As she touches the pain, let her tears flow and know there is nothing she has to do. There's nowhere she has to go. Here in her heart is everything she needs to know. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, welcoming the movement and celebration of her body. Moving, dancing, allowing her hips to shimmy and shake, caressing the lines in her face, the scars on her breasts, the scars on her belly. And make peace just for one night with herself. Take off the judgment and the noise of the logical mind that teaches her she is unlovable and unworthy of the tenderest, softest kiss. Take out these judgments that she has held in her temple and give them back to the earth and let her breathe again. Do you feel received there?
Yes, that was beautiful. I can feel that. I just want to kind of snuggle up inside of it. So if women all over the planet begin to take the time to do these things for themselves, just to slow down and give themselves time, is that enough to begin that, to shift the trajectory of where we're going, of where we've been going?
Yes, especially when they gather together. Mm-hmm. However, the wisdom that she seeks, the transformation she seeks, is inside her. In a deep, velvet, dark softness of spaciousness inside her, where all knowledge and all guidance lies, where she connects to an infinite field of intelligence. So yes, it is enough for her to begin to rest and to slow down the busy bee, way of life. The busy bee way of life is not working. It's not working for 99% of your tribe. Mm-hmm. So just in that slowing down and becoming receptive, a new woman is born, a metamorphosis occurs. She enters from her munching caterpillar to a deep cocoon. And for a while, she may feel like mulch. She may turn to mulch as emotions rise from within her. And then the butterfly emerges. The queen is born.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. So, a personal question. Is there any, I'm at a place in my life where I'm very fluid, very easy. I don't have a lot of drama or anything going on, but direction, trajectory, positioning, is there a specific pathway that I need to follow that I might be overlooking?
Thank you. Seeing a great winged bird, a golden eagle, soaring above you, a note in its mouth, the note you have given it, the note you have shared to it, perhaps in a some sort of shamanic journey or something, the bird has your wisdom here.
Beautiful.
And the bird, this magnificent bird of spirit, has taken the note that you have written, your question, to a nest high, high, high in the branches of the tree. And it nestles on your note like an egg. She guides that this is essentially spirit. Spirit is birthing you right now. Mm-hmm. There is a beautiful flight coming for you. There is travel coming for you. There is some kind of movement, seeing sort of arch, you're going to follow an arch, you're going to move one place to the other, something's going to expand in your life. And the direction is written in this note. Do you know what you wrote in that note, metaphorically? Did you say yes?
Sure, I'll say yes.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you. So that is what's birthing, and it's around an egg. It's wrapped around an egg. Anything you want to do, she guides here with really writing down like a sacred text, a beautiful love letter of this dream, this becoming of your queendom, shall I say, and placing it gently in the shell of an egg. And it's like a little ritual, a little spell. It has power. It has power. Just seeing if there's anything else there. Just seeing a really solid masculine figure standing beside you. Who is that?
That's a good question. I have no clue. I'm single and not really out there looking. So I don't know that there's,
this is either, like you say, someone coming, or it's someone in spirit that is supporting you with this. And she's saying to love openly this masculine life force, this energy, whatever form it's coming in, and to help you. It's going to help you with your mission, whether it's a human man, a lovely, sexy man, or a spirit guide. It's about trusting the masculine to guide you.
Beautiful. Thank you. There were a lot of things that I'll share with you after we're finished, but everything you said resonated really strongly. I have one more question for the collective.
Yes. So
we have been teaching throughout the summit that there's information lying dormant inside the wombs of all women of this age. How does a woman begin to access that information, especially if she's new to all of these practices and she's never done anything like this before? What kind of guidance would you give her?
Thank you. Seeing golden spirals, and these golden spirals are moving in her womb, in her body. They are moving, imagine like little serpents of energy, little spirals, little helixes of energy. And these golden codes of light are, as you say, awakening in many women. The more the woman or the gender with the womb is moving their body in that same shape, in that spiral, in that serpentine, the codes are awakening in her. The remembrance is fluid and effortless in her. The movement of the helix, the movement of the spiral, needs to happen in her body, in her 3D body, for that fifth dimensional knowledge to emerge. Imagine a seed into a tree, into a forest. And so the seed is already sown. She's born with those seeds. To have awareness too that she is also carrying the collective shadow. She's carrying the collective story of her lineage, of her gender. So there can be much pain, much heartbreak as she begins to dance, as her hips spiral and her breasts open, as her heart opens. There can be much release of old bitterness, resentment, pain stored in the body, and have awareness and kindness and compassion of that. And as she reaches new levels of awareness in herself, to have kindness and compassion as much as she can for the women of the world who will be living in that pain pattern all around her.
Is there any other guidance that the Divine Feminine would like to share on what we can do personally to support the healing of the planet?
Thank you. Imagine the body of humankind as one body. Not only is its body toxic at this time, its body, its waters do not flow, its heart is not open, its emotion is not open. This grieves us so. Imagine the rivers of your earth. Imagine the waterfalls, the oceans, the seas. And imagine them as like macrocosm, microcosm of the body of humankind. They too are toxic. Those too are stagnant. Those too do not run free. Go to the waters. Sit at the edge of the waters. Offer any love, thanks, joy to the waters. Offer this with your hands, with your feet, with your body. And a magic happens that we cannot put into words. It is a the only way we could describe it is to imagine a pipette of golden fluid dropped into one river would affect all the seas. It is of the field of consciousness of water. It is the field of awareness of your earth and working with her in a new way, because you have forgotten your power. The illusion of the governments and systems that have the power, it's very clever. It's very clever. However, their power is manufactured, labored. It is hard work. It is of the three-dimensional. As you learn to access your heart and the greater fields of intelligence, you will learn quickly that you can impact change effortlessly. With touch, with feeling, with meditation into that deep sea. All around you, the dark space within you touches all things.
Phoenix, that was so beautiful. I think my favorite part is that I can feel her. I mean, that was the sweetest. It was like she was just right here, present. My heart was wide open. And I hope that everyone that's watching has had that same experience. I wanted to just share with you that I had just, I had a healing last night with someone, and we were speaking into the egg. I had said I had been holding this summit. I hadn't told anyone about it. I've been doing the interviews, getting all the preparations ready. And I said, I've been sitting on it just like an egg. I've just... And when you said that, I'm just giggling to myself because that's exactly it. So yes, all of that resonated. I am going to travel. I have plans to travel in a couple of months and go be in a circle with priestesses down in Atlanta. So all of that was just right on. And I'm sure it's bigger than that little picture. But it was very, very accurate, and it resonated very deeply. So thank you
for receiving her. It's a real co-creation. Thank you so much.
That was yummy. Yum, yum. Do you have anything? I would like to, I want people to know how they can get I know that you have offered a coupon for some money on their first session. How do people go about getting a hold of you, that type of thing? Can they just do that through your website?
Yes, I have a website, which is goddessrocks.co.uk. I'm here in England. And I have a Facebook page, which is Phoenix Negig Page.
Right.
You can find me there. Please do get in touch if you have any questions.
Sure. And about your classes? It said that you do a heroine's pathway and a priestess pathway. Are those active right now?
They are. They're full at the moment, but you can buy downloadable e-courses of that course content, or you can let me know if you'd like to join me in 2020.
Right.
3 months mentorships, and of course the Oracle channeling sessions.
Sure. Is there anything else you would like to share with the audience? Anything you'd like to say to women who are just opening up to womb wisdom?
Thank you. Yeah, I would say it's a long path. Mm-hmm. It's a life path. It never ends. Mm-hmm. So don't expect some sort of qualifying end. Mm-hmm. It's a really deep journey.
It's a spiral. It'll just keep spiraling.
And it's generational. You know, we're doing this. We might not see the results and benefits of it, but the next generation.
Right, for sure, for sure.
What I'd like to say is be true to yourself. In my early years, I feel like I merged with ideas of what I had to be like doing this work, or what I had to almost conform to,
right,
in many ways. And really my path has been to find my own way, right, my own voice, and really empower myself, whatever that looks like, you know, to really trust that. And that's been big. So I think that's what the world needs. I think each of us is holding a fractal of the goddess. There is no one way, and that includes men and children and all genders. We're all holding a different piece. And together, the world changes. But we have to be uniquely true to ourselves.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us. This has been a delight.
It has, Kathy. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes, it has.
Wonderful. Thank you. And goodbye, Kansas.
Bye. Oh, thank you so much.